Welcome to Second Take. This is episode number 9.
Dude, it's been a minute.
A while.
Yeah.
Oh, we're here with special guest Eli.
Mm-hmm. Sup?
I heard you know ball.
I do
that
know.
That is what I've heard.
Lots of ball.
Okay. prove it.
I mean,
putting you on the spot.
Like, what do you want me to do? Like, name a random NFL player or something right now?
I don't know. I was just
okay.
We'll see it throughout the pond.
We'll know.
What is the top 5 today, bro?
Oh shoot, we didn't think about this beforehand.
top 3 holidays.
Top 3 holidays?
Like in order.
All right. How do we want to do this?
Guest goes first, takes his one.
Are we doing draft?
One. No, you can't do a draft.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, I'm down for the draft. I'm down for the holidays draft.
All right, holidays draft.
Let's do it.
All right, let me pull up a Google Doc real quick.
No, it's a 1 through 3. How do we... Everyone pick a number.
2. Picking number 2.
I'll pick 1.
Okay. Actually, let's do like 1 through 100 and whoever's is closest.
Yeah.
53.
79.
Oh, I got to take the low then. I'll take 34. Pick a number 1 through 100.
44. So I'm closest. What did you pick?
Did I say 34?
You said something in the 30s for sure.
I think I said 34.
Okay, oh, so I'm last.
Wait, no, so it's me. Because I said 53.
Yeah.
So it's me and then you.
And then.
Then him.
I'm last.
And then it snakes.
Yeah. So I'll have.
And then it goes do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3. We're doing top 3 holidays draft. There's going to be some crappy holidays.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
I think a 1-1. I mean, you got to go Christmas just because, like, that's just what everyone's going to, like, you know. It's Christmas. I mean, honestly, it's probably not my number one, but I'm going to pick it anyways. Christmas at 1.
Thanksgiving at 1.
Okay.
The food.
Okay.
The festivities.
Yep.
Oh, there's really like, there's no real last first round pick left on the board.
Oh, yes, there is. I mean, there 100%
there's
is.
There's one.
There's at least one.
I'll go Halloween.
Okay.
Because you can go to the parties. Uh-huh. If it's timed up right, you got, and obviously, Thursday night football going on.
Yeah.
And if the World Series goes long, you got potentially game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. What's your 2?
I think then I'm going to hit it up with Easter.
Okay. All right. I was going to say if you left that on the
Easter
board.
Easter is basically just a spring Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But with slightly different foods.
But with less school off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Ben.
This is awful. I can't. Do you have one in mind?
Yep. I would have put it at 1 if I was in his spot.
Oh.
Let me go through. I'm trying to go through the calendar. So you said Thanksgiving.
I think I got where you're going.
We said Christmas.
Mm-hmm. We said Halloween. And we said, what was the other one you said? Easter?
Easter, yeah.
Easter's not bad.
Dude,
the clock's running out. The draft timer's at 5 seconds.
New Year's Day.
Okay. Day?
New Year's Day. New Year's Eve is better than New Year's Day.
New Year's.
Okay.
Just okay, New you can get both can, days.
We'll give you New Year's
Eve
/ day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you that. I'm going 4th of July.
Oh my.
That was...
Come on, guys.
That was a blunder.
That I could have took that at 1 easily.
Yeah.
Oh my, I was reading... Independence Day. No one calls it that. It's the 4th of July.
Yeah, no. And I want to take this one so bad. just cuz. There's a lot of controversy around this day.
Oh no. I know.
What? What do you think it's going to be?
Do you want me to say it?
Sure.
Juneteenth.
No, not at all. No. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but there's a lot of people who would say that Columbus Day is a bad thing. But I think Columbus,
okay,
great guy, maybe.
Maybe. No, probably not. But
I don't know. I'd have to do some more research on that. I'm going to go Columbus Day. He got me off of school.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We'll take Memorial Day.
It's a good day.
That's a good, like, that signals the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like, it's in May. No, that's, yeah, school's already out. So, like, mm-hmm. it's like the first weekend.
It's a good lake day.
Yeah, that's a lake day.
That is like a lake
beach
day.
Beach day.
Yeah. I think for the last one, I think I'm gonna have to hit it with, I was gonna say Valentine's Day, but that one's not really for me. So
yeah, there's a lot of people who wouldn't vote that just because Valentine's Day is on there.
Just makes me sad. I'm gonna hit it with, let's go. I just forgot it. Oh my. Martin Luther King Day.
All right, great.
You get it out of school. Great guy.
Probably better than Columbus.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
We don't even get Columbus Day off.
I thought we did.
No, they stopped doing that.
Yeah. Maybe because he's not such a great guy.
Give me my day back. Stupid. That's dumb.
Dude, there's Barack Obama Day.
You should have swapped it out with Veterans Day.
I actually, at least, after he said Memorial Day, I was like, I should have said Veterans Day.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one.
Coming up, 8 days.
Yeah.
Barack Obama Day.
Election Day? That should be a holiday. Coming up tomorrow.
Black Friday.
Predictions.
I was going to say Black Friday, but...
That's not...
Like, I mean, you get... With the NFL game they put on Black Friday, I mean, you could, I guess, but like... For me, it's just kind of just shopping.
Yeah.
It's like a economic boost to the U.S. economy day.
Oh, yeah. We need to shout out the Election Day special.
Oh, yeah. Are we doing this tomorrow?
No, I think we're doing like Tuesday.
That's what I meant. Tuesday, yeah. Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't know all the things, but are we doing it for real?
I think so.
All right. Tuesday, if we get all the details figured out, me and Ben are going to run a pod with Mr. McNay. On election night. It's going to be fire.
With the TV in the background?
Ooh. Yeah.
We didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about that.
Like you got to talk about like the, or like with the Electoral College, like you can call it out as it comes up.
Yeah. We should just like dog on the Electoral College and see what Mr. McNay says. Because
he's a strong defender. Loves,
I think it's a great thing, but it'd be really
just
funny.
Bring out the hot takes.
Yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to drop my mic for a second.
Okay.
Shout out Intentional Grounding Podcast.
Intentional Grounding. Shout out.
We won the giveaway.
Bill Snyder. I don't know how many people entered into it, but.
Yeah.
Bill Snyder, Family Stadium.
Poster.
We're going to get this thing framed.
We're gonna get framed. It's probably going to go up. I can't go behind this. It can't go in place of the.
No. But we got to.
Sign George Brett.
We got to figure out, like, if we can turn this thing into.
Dude, we can make this a setup.
This could be a setup if we actually can. But yeah, no, shout out. What is it called? Grounding. Intentional Grounding. Yeah. All right.
Let's hop into it. The TA fall sports are coming to an end. We're just going to.
Sadly.
Yeah. We're just going to start with volleyball.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Me and Ben were at the, what would you call that? Substate?
Yeah,
Substate. That was rough. We wanted it. They wanted it so bad. Reffing was awful.
Yeah, well, Keisha, you need to be investigated for that. It was
bad.
That was awful.
Yeah, I think also, I mean, honestly, I think they played good, except they just made some mistakes. They shot themselves in the foot a little bit by hitting the net, but, I mean, even... They still, that second round, they just dominated, though. Like, we could see what they really could do if they were playing at their best and if the reffing wasn't just god-awful.
It was...
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot call whatever crap they called...
Lifts, double hit, whatever. I don't know.
On game point, match point...
Yeah, that was crazy. They called a net violation on match point when...
The ball's not even near the net.
Yeah, I don't know how there was a net violation on that one, but...
The whole reffing crew needs to retire.
Yeah, dude. That dude, that one guy.
He couldn't see straight.
The corner judge, he was like staring at the ball or whatever, and like the line, and dude, I don't know if he could see.
Like, we had Acacia ref for soccer in Hutch.
Yeah.
4 red cards. To our team alone, no cards for the other team.
Playing with 7 people.
Oh my coach, gosh. My coach brought out the handbook on him. That's how you know it's bad.
Yeah. That is bad. Seven, 4 yeah. Red cards.
Didn't y'all win too?
No. We lost that game.
Wow.
It was bad. I mean, yeah. Megamind. That was the ref.
Megamind?
Yeah.
Is that like your nickname for him?
Yeah. Because okay. One of the dudes on our team got a red for calling him Megamind. So.
Oh, I won't forget that.
Yeah, okay.
Football. This one hits home for Levi.
Yeah. I'm just like disappointed it's over. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm not playing football again. Like, unless if like, not football that means anything to me. Like, intramural sports doesn't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, or if I do that or whatever. But it's like, it just sucks because we put all this work in, I feel, for like 3 years for me, and then some of the guys 4 years, and it's just over. It's just gone, you know? Some of the guys will go and play football in college.
Hey, Gary got that offer from, John, why am I blanking?
I have no clue.
Garden City?
I didn't look.
Let me check his Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that though. I think B-Rubs might be playing football, baseball, something. He might be doing some sport.
It is Garden City.
Yeah.
College. Congrats, Cooper yeah. Garrison.
Gary, I think figure some things out. Can be decent.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
Cross country.
Yeah, what did they get? Third? So guys got girl, third?
Did girls get second? Or did...
I have no clue. I think the guys got third.
Guys got third. Second. And Caleb Toffin was the individual champion.
He won the whole race?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's
the dynasty continues.
Wow. What, he's going to college for... You think he goes D1, right?
Yes. I mean, like, I don't know cross-country schools, just, like, considering, like, I didn't know about, like, NAU is not, like, you would think of a mainstream college.
Yeah, but they're, like, but the best running school.
They're the best cross school.
They almost pulled off the upset versus Arizona in football this year. So I'll just throw that out there.
I remember that. I feel like I'm trying to think of that game.
It was like tied at halftime.
Yeah.
Arizona's awful, though.
Yeah. That K-State win's not looking good. As good as it looked.
And we'll move into soccer.
Soccer. Good win. Good regional win. Did they win this weekend?
No, we play tomorrow night.
They play tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
During Monday night football.
I should know. Berean.
Okay.
Ooh.
Are they good?
No.
That's an old Holy Cross team we used to play.
Is it?
Ben might remember.
No, I do not remember playing Berean.
Oh, that name's familiar. I feel like we've played them.
Yeah, we play at their grass field. It's the worst field ever. But I think we're playing at home, though. So that game...
Well, it should be at home. The only ones that won't be are, like, sub-state and state.
No, like, this is the decider to go to state.
It is?
Yeah.
Did we get some, like, different thing this year?
No.
Because last year we played at Stryker for sub-state, and then state was also in Stryker.
Well, no, it's probably just we got the bad seed. Like, who did we play in the sub-state last year? CSW or something? Because CSW plays there.
We lost sub-state, didn't we, last year?
No, we went to state every year.
We did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And so, it looks good for us, I think. I was talking with the guys about the bracket. Me, Asian, Rose Hill on
the opposite other side.
Yeah.
Dude, if we play Rose Hill for the state championship.
Dude.
That would be elite. Just because of, like, sophomore year and that whole... Mm-hmm. I wasn't there, but I heard about it, dude.
Being there was great. I didn't play a single minute. But, you know.
Now, I just heard that was a crazy thing. Speaking of soccer, we were at the... Who did they play? McPherson Bullpups or something like that?
Yeah, and... Well, one of our guys is out for Berean. Because he threw the punch.
Yeah, we got a guy got a red card. It's all good.
I like the energy.
Yeah, no, it's good. He's just out for the first half, though, is what I've heard.
Nope, no, red full card game. Is
full so game. So he's out for the rest of the
for other a game. Whole game.
Uh-huh.
But he missed half of the first game. Doesn't that count as half a game?
Nope.
No.
You're out for the whole, dang. For the rest of the first game. And
then he gets to play the next one.
Yeah, so it's okay. A good thing that we're playing Berean, because it's Berean.
Yeah. Okay. And then there was an incident.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that one.
At the soccer
game. I don't know. We can't go into specifics.
I mean,
we don't know really.
All I know is
someone pooped their pants.
We're walking down the sidewalk and it just smells terrible. Like, we're just walking, it smells terrible. Ben steps in what he thinks is chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
We keep going and there's another turd on the ground.
I take two steps and I smell it.
Yeah. And then we go into the bathroom and I mean, it was bad.
It was all over the ground in the stall.
Yeah, that was rough.
No.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
Let's move on from that.
College football. We haven't been here for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been rough. Last week we were gonna record one right before the soccer, but then we realized we don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week we're getting it in. So yeah. All right. Is there a specific game we want to start with, or teams?
Well, dude, I can't even think about like what's happened.
I have no clue.
We can talk about how Oregon jumped up to number one.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. I believe that was the week of Colorado that K-State played. That they jumped up.
Yeah.
Let me just go to...
I'm trying to think of like...
Because that was the Texas
Georgia loss. We talked about the Vandy game. 100%.
Oh, yeah. The Alabama one? Or the Texas
one? I don't think
one?
We talked about Alabama-Tennessee.
No.
No. No, you didn't.
No. Because the last...
I don't know. We wouldn't have.
Mm-mm.
The last one was Powder Puff.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, that feels like forever ago. Okay. Tennessee beats Alabama?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really like crazy hype this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just kind of expected, to be honest.
What's Alabama ranked right now?
They probably jumped back up, but they were 15 before.
They're 11 right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, 11.
They jumped up 3 after whatever they did. Oregon's still at 1.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be at 1.
They haven't proved why they shouldn't be yet.
Yeah.
I think Miami's fraudulent.
I agree.
But they're 9-0, I mean.
But they were losing to Duke and Malik Murphy. And the week before that, I think it was... They were down big to Cal a couple weeks ago, too. That wasn't last week, but
I just don't understand like Georgia, like how they're winning games because they've been like so close and like at halftime and they just pull away.
Carson Beck has thrown, I think he has the most games with 3+ interceptions.
Really,
he has 3 games with 3+ picks.
It's crazy.
He threw 3 yesterday.
I think Carson Beck can kiss away his opportunity of being a first round pick. There was some hype going into the college football season. Oh, yeah,
they threw 3 interceptions or something against?
Yeah, it was bad.
Florida.
And the other one was against Kentucky, I think.
Meaning Napier's Florida team is not good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He's probably canned after this season.
Yeah, he's gone.
Lance Leipold, new University of Florida head coach. Summer Sang, Matt Campbell, Iowa State, Fraud Watch.
Fraud Watch. I love Fraud Watch.
Get us on a Fraud Watch. Connor Riley is a fraud. It's not a Fraud Watch.
Yeah. We can put Colin Klein up there, too.
Oh, yeah, A&M. Yeah.
Stinky.
I thought A&M was like... Weren't they really low in the rankings?
Yeah, they got... It was bad. It was bad all throughout. Lenora Sellers.
They've been all over the rankings this year.
Yeah. Pretty typical for an A&M team, but typically by this time, every year, they were always checked out of the top 25, but...
You think they will be by the end of the season?
No. I think they're sticking in. I mean, they have some decent wins.
Yeah.
But
we'll see.
All right, so we'll go into Big 12 standings and K-State specifically. Ugh. So Big 12 standings after today, BYU, obviously they're 8-0. Iowa State, number 2.
Is Colorado 3?
Jumped up in front of us.
Yeah. Well, they have the same amount of losses as us, but they only have one conference
yeah,
loss.
Yeah, they have one non-con loss.
Yeah.
So. Who does?
BYU. Colorado. Or Colorado, yeah.
Colorado, yes. So they lost to Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can lose next week. They play Tech next week.
Who?
Tech is a solid team.
Yeah.
Did Iowa State already play Tech?
They played them yesterday.
Yesterday, and Tech beat them.
Yep.
Tech beat Iowa State?
Mm-hmm.
Great game. So if
Tech beats Colorado,
that knocks Colorado
that
out.
Knocks and Colorado then we
just
have below.
To, we just then, have to win out.
Yep.
Then we just have to win.
Yeah.
So there's still like a decent chance we can make the.
It just comes down to the last week. We just need Colorado. Ames.
Honestly, we just need Colorado to lose and win out.
Yeah, pretty much. And they also play KU too, which I don't think will be an easy game for Colorado.
Really?
KU's a solid team. I mean, that we'll get to it eventually in our K-State, but that was
interesting.
So we'll start with West Virginia.
Oh, shoot. Bro.
That was a while ago.
This is so long ago. I needed to just go to the K-State page or whatever.
So it's 45-18 final.
Oh, yeah, we killed them. This was when we were at B-dubs.
Should have been 52.
Was this when we were at B-dubs?
Yep. Oh, yep. My gosh. The B-dub saga.
This was bad.
They wouldn't turn the game on the entire time.
Yeah.
So I left a one-star review.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Did they reply to you?
I'll see right now.
Because, like, usually, like, when you left the one-star review on
you
the...
You did.
Or
on the bowling alley.
On the bowling alley. No, you left it, I think. I just told you what to write. I believe. Yeah, West Virginia, we killed them. 45-18. That was just annoying that they... That we couldn't watch the game. We were watching on my phone in B-dubs, waiting for them to turn it on one of the TVs, and then they just never did it.
So I guess that makes me the resident expert on the West Virginia game, because I was watching the whole thing in my living room. Marquis Siegel had a great game. I was really impressed by what he did that game. I think he showed why he could be an NFL draft pick coming up this draft. Obviously, the pick six was a huge turning point in the game. Really brought some momentum to the team. And overall, just the physicality of the team, which is something that obviously they lacked the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Little more so this week against Houston than last week against KU in the rivalry game. But, I mean, they played so physical that the West Virginia's top three players were out of the game by halftime.
Yeah. I mean, Avery Johnson played probably his best game, you think?
Except
he's played?
The Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a passer. That's what we were talking about, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he's grown so much, but he's took a couple steps back these last 2 weeks, which is kind of annoying. I think he's having like growth spurts just being a young quarterback, and I don't know. I don't know where I see him. I'm assuming he's still be on a team for a while, but I mean, every year we've had a different quarterback for the last like 4 years.
Yeah.
So,
even the year they went to the Big 12 championship, it started with Adrian Martinez, ended up at Will Howard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, killed him. Absolutely. I mean, if we can just play like we did against West Virginia, I think we're good. But
one thing, diving into some deeper ball knowledge here. I think this was the true first game of the season that I can remember. You can maybe make an argument for the Arizona game where K-State's coaching staff adapted before they were forced to.
Yeah.
We get out of the gate. We're running the ball with DJ Giddens. It's not going anywhere. This is fresh off the game versus Colorado where he went nuclear, destroyed Shiloh Sanders' career. And West Virginia saw the tape. They didn't want it to happen to them, so they didn't. And they adjusted very early on and made sure that DJ could not run the ball. And they responded by that seam dart down the field to Jaden Jackson that really set the momentum and got Avery in his groove as a passer.
Yeah.
And I think that we keep trying to go back to it every single week. Go back to just try to run the ball with Giddens every single game.
Like, I mean, he's just been, like, good. Like, but, like, teams are figuring out how to stop him.
Yeah, it's like the first year. It's almost like the Chiefs in, what, 2017? No, 2019, my bad.
With what?
With Tyreek, when no one could stop the deep ball, when it was just...
18?
Whatever year that was.
Was it the year they won the Super Bowl or the year they didn't?
Didn't.
18.
It was Mahomes' first year?
Yeah.
18. When he won
it was 18. Yeah.
Yeah, like when they just couldn't... Nobody could figure it out and just throwing deep balls.
Yeah.
But it's like, We keep trying to just do the same thing, but everyone's figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think That's something I'll talk about more when we get to the Houston game.
It'll be nice, like, next year to see what happens because, I mean, our tight end room is already, like, good, but, like, next year's going to be even better.
That's what we hope.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I forgot.
Me and Ben were talking about pre-pod.
He's looked at what schools again?
Oregon.
And again.
Oregon's the team left in the race.
So, I mean, they're...
Maybe it'll be a Dylan Edwards situation.
Because Phil Knight said he'll give he'll give Oregon unlimited NIL funds.
Of course.
So, I mean, they're probably throwing millions in his face.
I mean...
Yeah, which a good kid from Goodland, Kansas is pretty enticing, I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd do the same, honestly. To be honest, if I can get a chance to get millions of dollars.
We can't like
how are we giving these kids millions of dollars coming right out of high school?
We have a billionaire donor.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm not saying how, but like why? Like you don't know what's gonna happen. Like there's been so many times where like a guy who's this really good athlete goes to college and is just terrible in college.
Or Malachi
and
same Nelson
with the NFL.
Malachi but, yeah. Nelson, true 5-star freshman. At USC, ends up at Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that game Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
He ends up at the end of the game because he's not the starter. He gets benched.
Yeah.
For a walk-on.
Yeah.
Before the season.
Yeah. All right.
Moving to KU. This one felt good. It felt very, very good.
I was never nervous the whole game. Like, even though it was close.
Oh, you're lying. That's a lie. That's
no,
a
you're
lie.
Lying. You lying. Said you were nervous, bro.
When did
were
I
you,
say
Were
I was
you
nervous?
At the game?
No.
No.
I was at the game.
Were you?
We were sitting at Barn Dance.
When did I say I was nervous? I'm pretty sure. I remember that whole night saying I'm not nervous.
No, I'm pretty... No.
Because KU loses every close game they're in.
Who was I talking to that was...
Fact. It probably... It was like... I don't know. I don't think it was me.
You said you weren't nervous. You were like, I'm getting a little nervous.
I might have said that. But I was never like, I never thought we were going to lose the game.
I did.
Did you?
When.
Did I think about what would happen if we did? Yeah. But I didn't think we would.
When we punted, we got the ball back. Then we went 3 and out and punted. Mm-hmm. And it was like 3:30 left on the clock or whatever. And they were at midfield. I'm like, oh, they're just going to run the clock out. They get a few first downs. It's over.
Season saving play, I would say. Obviously, streak saving, the K-State win streak versus KU, mm-hmm. saving yep. Strip
yep.
there. I think it was Romaine. Is that right?
Was it Romaine or I thought it was Brendan Mott.
No, Mott recovered.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Romaine who stripped it, but I could be getting that confused.
Hmm.
But that was a great play.
Oh, when they punched the ball out?
Yes. They stripped Jalen Daniels.
When Jalen Daniels, for some stupid reason, decided to jump in the air.
He tried to jump in the air.
And then we just punched the ball right out.
That's been the story all season long with KU. Fourth quarter games, just dumb decisions.
I mean, that's what... I mean, I've been saying this the whole season. They can't win close games. I mean, even you go last year when we play them, they should have won that game. Yeah. They should have won the Sunflower Bowl last year. They didn't. Because they can't win close games.
Bathroom exit.
You good?
I'll be back.
All right.
Just keep talking.
All right.
We're just going to keep this thing rolling.
All right. I mean,
so for the KU game, obviously being at the game, it was a very different experience, I'm sure, for someone who watched on TV.
Yeah, and then we had some school events, so
yeah,
we were like, dance. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of like hard to watch the game, but like.
Right.
Was it like nerve-wracking for you the whole time? Were you like
it was it
up
was,
and down?
It was cold
uh-huh.
for what you'd expect in October
yeah.
here. And it was, I mean, that Chris Tennant field goal was like, it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
But I can't lie. When the KU safety,
uh-huh.
when they safetied, that was it felt like a big turning point in the first half.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a big difference in the game. Also with, I want to say they had a missed PAT in there too or something. They doinked
yeah.
one.
Oh, that safety saved us. I forgot
yeah,
about that.
Did. Yeah. And that was all set up by a terrible special teams play where the returner jumps out at the 1 yard line,
uh-huh.
which by the way, the refs calling that a penalty at first was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the ball out to the 35 or the 40 when he was clearly took himself out of bounds at the one. So they line up to go with the next play, and then we're all screaming, and then they finally yell to put the flag in, and it took them long enough to finally make the right call. But
yeah,
that was a huge turning point because it led to the safety.
Yeah. Welcome back, Ben. Any, you were nervous? Were you nervous the whole time?
No, not the whole time.
Were you nervous at the end?
Yes. I was driving home. I actually wasn't paying attention on the road. And
oh, I forgot about this.
I swerved. Yeah. Almost went off the road.
Didn't you call me or something after the win?
Yeah, I was lost my voice, but I was screaming at DJ Payne.
Same. I lost my voice by the time the final drive happened.
Yeah.
Please send me a real jersey. I can't find yours. I can't find his jersey anywhere.
Really?
So I had to buy this off DH Gate.
Legendary website.
Legendary. Anything else about that game?
Chris Tennant. We just need to give him his flowers. The fact that you go into 2022, a year where they were supposed to be a big-time contender in the Big 12, ended up winning the Big 12 championship, but it ended with Chris Tennant getting benched earlier in the season.
By Verzentner.
Yeah.
Who just got re-signed by somebody.
Yeah, he's on a practice squad or something now,
yeah.
Which good for him. He's an ice-in-his-veins kicker. I wish teams would give him a shot.
Yeah.
But the fact that Tennant gets benched, he's a kid from Kansas, sticks with the program, even through a tough season a little bit last year, and just the fact that he comes up clutch in a game like that as a Kansas kid in state for a team that I'm sure overlooked him in recruiting, KU, kind of in their own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Shawnee, so that's so happy for him. And obviously he had a big kick last week, this week against Houston, and I mean, obviously, there are some special teams problems in that game. But,
very bad.
I mean, Chris Tennant, what a legend. He always had the leg. I mean, that thing was right down the middle. Him and Kleiman were the only two people in the stadium that were comfortable kicking that ball.
Yeah.
Is crazy. And he just shut up all the doubters in that moment.
So, like, when he's going up to kick the field goal, were you just like... What was going through your head?
If he misses this kick, I'm going to hear about it from a modern world history teacher. Because the amount of crap I've been talking, I'm 16 years old. I've never seen KU lose beat K-State in my life in football.
Yeah.
So I'm happy the streak can continue, but I mean, ice in his veins.
Yeah.
And the home run. Oh, that was beautiful. I don't know if you saw it.
That's the Sally.
Yeah, Simon McLennan. Throws the ball up, he just smashes it out of the park right at midfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. The KU fans were talking a lot, so.
Oh, yeah. Me and Ben had to.
Monday, we had to silence them.
Yeah, when we were at Barn Dance, all the little KU fans that were there.
Clark, Mill, Kenna, Haley.
They were all harassing us the whole time because it was just not going how we wanted it to go.
Oh, Toph.
Tough, yeah. They're like, you see that touchdown or whatever, or like, and then we got the last laugh. I mean, literally.
Also, quick PSA to the KU band, please stop playing when it's not your home stadium. I don't think I heard the K-State band once after kickoff. KU was not letting the K-State band play at all, which I'm very disappointed because I went to Wabash more than once, and I was taken from that opportunity.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Only pregame Wabash.
Should have had a like a band war where they like start playing and like they answer each other.
Yeah. Well, they did like a band off at midfield in halftime. It's pretty epic, but you know they were cheering each other on. It's like you're missing the whole point of this.
Yeah. Me and Ben on that Monday, we were Wabashing it in choir class.
Hey, there's no bad place to Wabash.
I was doing a mock wave the wheat at people.
Like Austin Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Dan Beckler should be glad that we didn't hit him with the...
Because we were planning on it.
We were planning on it. The one thing is, if I get in trouble drawing on all these people's car, I won't be mad.
Yeah.
But if I get in trouble, like, drawing on Dan Beckler's car, I'll be mad. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that's Let's move into the thing that saddened everyone. It didn't even make me sad. It just made me mad.
Yeah.
It didn't even make me mad. It just made me disappointed.
Houston.
Yeah.
Willie Fritz, 2-0 versus Clemson.
It's bad. I think, I mean, at first I was like, we'll be fine, but like it's different with the KU game because like, I don't know. It just sucked. That loss just sucked, honestly.
I mean, it was just like we've had game-winning drives.
Yeah.
All season. Well, all in our little win.
Avery couldn't throw the dang ball. He could not move the ball that second half or like the end of the second half, that fourth quarter at all. It was bad. I mean, there was what? There had to have been at least 4 3 and outs in a row.
Well, yeah. I think you got to get into that's where I think it's more coaching than
you think so.
Because you can't make DJ Gittens, I should not make, but you can't call two plays in a row where we try to just run it up the A gap.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then lose 2 yards, and it's 3rd and 12, and you're having Avery Johnson make a 12-plus yard throw. And most of the time, it wasn't even that. It was checkdowns.
Yeah. I just feel like, either way, it's like that fourth quarter was just, it was like, it was bad. Like, the defense was doing so good, and then we'd get the ball back on offense, and we would do nothing.
Awful.
It was bad. But
I think we go into Connor Riley, mm-hmm. the offensive coordinator.
All right, I've got some points to hit on here.
Okay. Just let him roll.
I was taking some notes while you guys were talking because I wanted to make sure I got all my thoughts down before so I didn't miss anything because there's some problems here. So the first one is the offensive line, in my opinion. They're giving nothing up front. It's been like this the last couple weeks. The last time they truly got push was Colorado.
Yep.
Yeah. That was the last time they won up front, and I think it goes back to the transition of Connor Riley moving from primarily being the offensive line coach to co-OC, or better, just full-time OC, because it clearly lacks Matt Wells' influence in the offense.
Yeah.
There's nothing Matt Wells about it. It seems like it's all Connor Riley. And I think a big thing I'd like to see during the bye is more Matt Wells' influence and more Connor Riley going back to the offensive line. I just think that's what worked best for this team the last few years. And obviously bringing in Matt Wells was a big-time deal because he has worked with so many good quarterbacks. I mean, we're talking about Jordan Love. We're talking about the guys that go through Texas Tech and how well they seem to always throw the ball in the air raid. And then moving on to my next point is, earlier this week, Chris Klieman said that the problem he saw in the KU film was they were getting themselves in too many third and longs and third and six situations.
Yep.
And the problem with that is that you get out of going on third and long is by not running the ball with DJ Gittens for 2 yards on first down. Because that sets you up second and long, and that's just not a good recipe for success. So what I'd like to see is I'd like to see more innovation. Everything is between the tackles with DJ Gittens, and I know he doesn't have the most insane burst to the outside, but we got to switch some stuff up. We got to get misdirection going.
We also have Edwards.
Right, and that's a thing too. Not everything can be to the outside with Dylan, because when Dylan checks into the game, we see Dylan in the backfield. The defense is linebackers. You got to get to the outside. And that it's just not working right now. It worked earlier in the season, but we have to find ways to get tight ends involved in the blocking game better, I feel like, because right now we're just going R5 on their 5, and it's just not working. We're just not getting the push we need up front, and that can be solved by potentially, putting a lineman maybe, not, I wouldn't say in motion, but let's get some linemen going to the outside. And let's give them the opportunity to run. Like Hadley Panzer, mm-hmm. he can run. And Carver Willis, they can run. Carver Willis can really move down the field. And I'd like to see him kind of get to the outside and maybe do some toss plays where we're just going to get him to the outside and we're going to let our guys block. And on that point, brings up the next point, the wide receivers. The wide receiver blocking was atrocious all game. Jaden Jackson not doing his job on the outside. Numerous other receivers just not blocking. Huge problem. K-State's a team that takes pride in the details, and we're not detailing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it shows, like, when, like, it's obvious that they are not a pay, like, K-State, they pride themselves on that, too. They pride themselves on the little things. And if you're going, I mean, let me read off the second half. We go punt, turnover on down, or Houston punts, K-State turnover on downs, Houston turnover on downs. We punt, they punt, field goal, punt, interception, touchdown, punt, 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 touchdown, interception, punt, into fourth quarter. I mean, we got to be able to move the ball. And it's not like we were, like, getting a first down. It's like these were punts on – most of these were three and outs.
Yeah.
And it was bad. I mean, we got to figure it out. I think there's been games where we've done good with this stuff. I mean, obviously the West Virginia game is probably the best game we've played this year, like just as an offense at least. But they just got to figure it out, honestly. Yeah. And just stop making stupid mistakes, the players and the coaches. I mean, it just comes down to that. Defense, I thought they played really good the second half. Mm-hmm. Besides the touchdown. Like, besides, like, one play, they played incredible. And I think people will dog on them, but there's nothing to dog on.
Right. Our secondary could use some work.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I mean, I think one of my biggest, like, random things is pace of play. I feel like we're just flat and we have no pep in our step.
The best way to get a young quarterback in his groove is to split your receivers out wide, open up the field, let him see underneath and in between, and get him in a groove and go no huddle. And they started to do it kind of at the end of the game, and it started to work. And earlier in the game, they were running some formations that were working really well. That diamond in the backfield was working really well on the first drive, and then it just seemed like we forgot that we had in our playbook until the fourth quarter. It was too late.
The thing that really irritated me was the third and six. No, it was third and two, QB sneak in the third quarter that got blown up. And I mean, like, it was obvious that they were not going to, like, it was not going to be a typical DJ Gins run right up the middle. I mean, they had four receivers out. And I mean, it literally, like you said, it's our five against their five. And that was not working all game, and we trusted it for Avery to sneak outside, and they just blew it right up.
It's just a total lack of innovation on both sides of the ball. It happened, if you remember, on the VJ Payne. Love VJ Payne, I wouldn't say it's necessarily his fault, but the offsides call, that was huge.
It
looked like he was pretty awesome. I don't know, but all we can do is really take the call on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he was called offsides, which in a situation where you would get off the field, something needs to be changed, because to me it just seems like K-State's it's just too vanilla on both sides of the ball. On defense, when we're blitzing and bringing a safety blitz with VJ Payne coming up, why is VJ Payne standing at the line of scrimmage when the ball is getting snapped? The best way to do a safety blitz, in my opinion, opinion. Yeah, have him in the back. When you put him on the line, you're just hoping, you're giving the quarterback the opportunity to point him out and actually address the protection up at the front. Whereas if he drops down and comes in, a quarterback, especially like the Houston quarterback, who is just genuinely atrocious, he's not going to be able to pick him up. He just wasn't.
I mean, that's like, it worked against KU the last drive.
Yeah.
I'd say fourth quarter, the last few drives they had, we started incorporating safety blitzes, and they weren't picking him up at all. I mean, they were giving Daniels protection all night. And then we start throwing that in there. And he was they were getting to him every single time.
Yeah. It just seems like Klinderman will blitz. But the blitzes aren't unique. They're not different in any way. Mm-hmm. And I think with the real defensive talent they have and the preparation that... I mean, they have smart defensive players. Moore, Romain, I think Siegel's pretty smart. I think Payne is really smart defensively. They can handle the capacity to do more different blitzing techniques than what they're just giving, which is a problem in my opinion. And we've already voiced the problems on the offense of not being different enough.
Yeah, we'll move to outlook on the rest of the season. Like, where do we see ourselves?
Do we already talk about the Big 12 standings?
Yeah, yeah. We did. Okay. Like, do we find ourselves in Arlington?
Playing I sure hope so.
I wouldn't get your hopes up at all. I think it's looking pretty grim. Yeah. Colorado is a really good team. And the way K-State was able to respond in that game was crazy. I mean, that was... They really just moved it down the field at the last minute, and they escaped with a win in a tough environment to play in. And I'm not sure that Colorado is dropping a game the rest of the way.
I mean, it's gonna be next week. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be. We're gonna need some stuff to go our way. Obviously,
we need to fix ourselves,
and then we gotta just play.
I think if we just. Stay narrow. I know everyone hates it, but focus on ourselves and win out.
Yeah.
That's do our part.
It's another thing that I had written down in here was Klinderman spoke about it a little bit this week, or I guess it would be last week, that they felt like they threw too much at the players during the KU week and they were going to try to keep it simpler this week. That, to me, sounds like they were kind of overlooking Houston a little bit and that they try to take it lighter on the players during the week and not put them through as much preparation thinking, oh, we'll just roll into Houston. There's nobody there. It's going to be in the rain. Their quarterback can't complete a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he goes 11 for 11. They get completely dog walked and you end up leaving Houston with a loss.
I mean, literally 11 for 11. That makes me laugh so hard. He throws 3 passes a quarter.
Yeah.
I think it is important to sometimes make it simple and like focus on the fundamentals, but and who knows, maybe they did take practice too lightly, but I think they just gotta, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, they were not prepared.
Yes, that's the big thing.
Yeah,
it was
they weren't prepared, but they just gotta be prepared. I mean, honestly, it's
none of the games from here on out are gonna be cakewalks.
No. Yeah. And we shouldn't act like any game's a cakewalk ever.
No.
Ever.
Well, we got a bye week, so we got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Until.
Yeah. But another thing I'll add on that, Klieman is terrible record-wise after the bye week. He's like, I believe, 2-6 maybe, 2-4. Really?
Colorado was our
win. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean... Maybe that was, it's been a while since problems like that have happened, but who knows? You can always reappear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Arizona State, I mean, they have Scadabo.
Yep, Cam Scadabo.
Ran for 276.
Yeah.
Yesterday, or 267 all-purpose, I think.
Who was Arizona State playing?
I'll click on it. Pretty sure it wasn't a terrible matchup. Oklahoma State.
Yeah, that's a really, really bad run defense. I mean, DJ Geddens gashed them all game.
42-21.
I wouldn't think Scadabo could run that much against K-State. I bet he's probably going over 100, maybe. I mean, but the run defense is stout. It's really just the DBs.
Okay,
if there was any problem.
It's a home game.
Yeah.
I wish I could get up to that one.
That's the thing. You got a whole pretty much month and a half straight, or a month in your own bed, until you have to go to Ames and play the Cyclones.
And they're tough.
Yeah.
They're showing signs of deterioration, but so are we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also another thing that I wanted to put out there, you can't convince me Avery Johnson's 100% right now. If you pull up his stat line from the first few weeks rushing, I'll go ahead and pull it up.
Oh, you're
right
talking
now.
About the little oblique.
Yes, it was an oblique injury during the Colorado game. And you cannot convince me that he's 100% since then. Going off of his rushing stats by game, obviously he started off the season really well. So, versus UT Martin, he goes 3-for-37. That's a game, of course, he didn't have to run. They blew them out 41-6. Then you had the Tulane game, which was they were down from a lot of it, so they had to focus on throwing the ball that game. But he goes 8-for-40 in that game. And then Arizona, another game I was at, 17-for-110. BYU the next week, 11-for-74. Oklahoma State, 5-for-60. And then Colorado hits 7-for--15 mm-hmm. when he gets hurt. Then the next week, no carries and no rushing yards versus West Virginia. And then 14-for-67 and a touchdown against KU, which, against KU. And it was a quiet 67. He wasn't making his presence known out there, I feel like. He was looking for the sidelines, which is a thing we're seeing a lot now. Whereas if he cuts it up the field and he gets more aggressive on his runs, he's probably picking up 10 or 15 more.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an elusive guy, and you can get him out in the open field and juke some guys out, which he's great at. I mean, we saw it yesterday. He's out there making dudes look silly, and he had 8-for-18 against Houston. I don't believe he's 100%.
I mean, I think.
Yeah. But I feel like even if he wasn't 100%, if he wasn't 100%, there's no way he plays that West Virginia game like as well as he did. But I don't know.
I'm just talking from a rushing.
No, I get that. Yeah. But I feel like it still affects your throwing.
Yeah.
A tiny injury like that.
Like, I mean, I think the big thing for me is I think it's coaching.
Yeah.
And it bothers me that they're trying to make him into a pocket passer, make him into what they had with Will Howard. Will Howard is not mobile. And they're trying to make him into some cookie cutter that they can just, every single person that goes through their system is going to turn into this. And it's like we paid this guy a lot to get here. He has a lot of talent. Why are we not using it?
That was an aspect that Klein really used well. I mean, going to that Texas Tech game. I mean, he was...
Five
rushing touchdowns. It's insane. And Klein, obviously being a dual threat guy himself, holding some pretty insane K-State rushing records for quarterbacks, with how many touchdowns he was scoring rushing per season in the 20s. I mean, he's just got to be more mobile, and that's something that Connor Riley is going to have to adapt to in his scheme.
Fire him.
I mean, he's a great offensive line coach. I'll just leave it at that.
Young Thug.
Oh, yeah, Young Thug. Remember the guy who was like the lawyer who was like, Thug stands for, what was it? Oh, my gosh.
It's something under God. It's so funny. All the acronyms.
Truly humble under God.
His lawyer was trying to get him convicted.
No, the lawyer actually did a... He declined a plea deal, or he told him to decline a plea deal, took a risk, and he went home. He's going home.
Dirk is not going home.
And there's some closet or whatever that he can still sing with Gunna, but he just can't sing about any gang stuff or anything like that.
He's gonna be like
Yeah, I just had to add that in. I just saw it. I was watching TikTok a bunch today.
You're in your feels.
I'm in my feels right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Commanders, Bears.
Let's just go talk about the Commanders for a second.
These are my ball knowledge shuts down.
Jaden Daniels, dude, he's been popping off. I thought he would have been from the beginning of the season, Mr. Mott had his doubts, and he was like, he didn't like Jaden Daniels, but I always thought he was going to be good in the NFL, and he's proved it. He's proved that he's good. And I think the Commanders, I also predicted that they would be the, what do you look, would be the number one seed, or not the number one seed, that they would lead their division. And
you put money on it?
No, but I was just like, I think they're gonna, that's gonna happen. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's gonna be the Eagles or the Cowboys. It's definitely not gonna be the Cowboys at this point.
After the loss today.
Yeah. Which we can get into the Cowboys for a second, in a second. But let's go into that Commanders Bears game. End of the game. The whole game sucked.
Yeah.
It was a terrible game.
Didn't really pick up until probably about the last maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It felt like.
I mean, the Bears go down, they score, then who was the dude who was like the Bears like DB?
Tyreek Stevenson.
29 or whatever.
He was like waving goodbye to the crowd or whatever.
He was taunting them.
He was taunting, and then it was literally his fault. Yeah, that the Commanders scored that touchdown. And he tipped the ball. He was supposed to be on that guy who was in the back.
Noah Brown.
Uh-huh. He was supposed to be on Noah Brown. He tips the ball up and goes, it falls straight into his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy ending.
He gets benched this week and reportedly skips practice, leaves practice. They pull him aside on the sideline, said, "You're not going to be starting at corner this week." And he says, "I'm done. I'm not staying at this practice." And he goes home. And so now the Bears have some really bad locker room problems. And I'm just going to put it out there. He did play at the U. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know what they're coaching over there at the U. But
truly humble undergone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe we're getting back to 2001 Miami over there. So.
Yeah. And then the Bears are over there. I mean, Caleb Williams, I think he's picked it up since the beginning of the season. He played terrible to start the season, but I think he'll be a good.
Painting your nails makes you go downhill.
Yeah.
Real.
And losing to Utah.
Yeah.
We've made the painting nails jokes for
more than a year.
It's coming up on a year, I think. The Jared McCain is where it started.
Just wait till Caleb Williams plays the Packers.
Yeah, we'll see how that happens.
He's painting his fingernails for that game. And yeah.
Has he been painting his fingernails a lot recently?
I don't know, but
I haven't really kept up on his fingernails.
He put like F the Packers on his nails for like some event or something. It's like, dude, you haven't even played a game yet in the NFL.
That's hilarious.
Just going to like trade him away.
Well, he actually has some, so Caleb Williams, but while we're getting to our next topic, Caleb Williams was a diehard Packer fan.
Really?
Yeah, growing up. Big Aaron Rodgers fan. That's his favorite quarterback of all time. He had to go and delete some tweets that were talking about how much of a Packers fan he was and how he thought Aaron Rodgers was the GOAT. And
why
he said,
have to delete the tweets?
There was a tweet from 2020 because he's a Bears quarterback now. He can't be saying that. And,
nah, but it was.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on now.
But in 2020, he made a tweet that said, which was after they lost the NFC Championship, he said, quote, "Okay, fine, I guess I'm still a Packers fan." That was 2020. That's pretty recent.
Yeah, I mean.
It's so funny.
So he had to go back and delete those. I'm sure the Bears PR did not appreciate that. But we'll see how that works.
Yeah. You guys are both Packers.
Yeah.
Anything on that?
On what, the Packers?
The Packers, just in general.
It's been an up-and-down season. I mean, tough game against the Jaguars last week.
Mm-hmm.
We're relatively healthy, surprisingly, other than some players just getting dinged up.
Was Love playing this week?
Yes, he is. They're down 7-3 right now to the Lions. But I think we're playing pretty well for the most part. I mean, I think they put themselves in a really good position to make the playoffs, unlike they did last year.
Yeah, you'll be
and
in easily.
And once Jordan Love really starts to hit his stride in the second half of the season, I'm confident that we'll pick some stuff up. But my favorite part of the season has just been seeing how well the defense has progressed. Mm-hmm. Under Jeff Hafley, bringing him in from Boston College was a big addition to this defense, getting rid of the FBI fugitive most wanted, Joe Barry. Sending him off to the Dolphins to be the linebacker coach. I'm looking forward to that matchup. Mm-hmm. Josh Jacobs versus linebackers. And I mean, Edrin Cooper from A&M, we get him in the draft. Just a beast. And but most importantly, Xavier McKinney. He's a DPOY candidate for sure.
This is a big game for you guys. You guys need this one.
If we lose, we're going down 0-2 in the division.
Yeah.
And those would be both home games that we've lost. So
do y'all lose to?
Vikings. Jordan Love was not healthy. And Braden Narveson, shout out Braden Narveson, gets cut for Brandon McManus. We lose 31-29 after being down 27-0 at halftime. Braden Narveson misses 33-yard field goal. Mm-hmm. And that was the difference in the game. He gets cut.
Yep. All right. Steelers. I like this. That's my second team. Steelers they've been balling out, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, they put Russell Wilson in. I think Mike Tomlin should be in the conversation for Coach of the Year.
Up there with LaFleur.
Mm-hmm. I just think he's always put together like a gritty team, no matter who's his quarterback is.
Cooper DeJean is trending on X.
Oh. Why is he trending? What'd he do?
His brother Jax, have you seen his high school highlights?
No.
He's like, he visited for the KUK State game.
Really?
He is tough. So, who knows? Maybe there's a DeJean brother coming to the Wildcats.
Yeah. I think Tomlin made the right decision, and just trying to see what Russ can do initially. And he also said that if Justin Fields starts again, he's started. Like Russell's not going in.
Yeah.
Like Russell's done for this. Like not going to play. But I think this is good. I think Russell Wilson is. I mean, he's been balling out.
He's turning back the clock.
I know.
To he's like, vintage Seahawks, Russell Wilson.
And I feel like there were some times last year where he didn't play terrible. The biggest problem is Sean Payton hates him.
Yeah.
For some reason.
He was trying to turn him into what he had with Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. And that was a big problem because that's not how Russell Wilson operates.
And he definitely looked a little slow that first game. That he played, but I think that part of that's just getting used to playing again. It's been a while.
Yep.
And I think he's turned it on. I think the Steelers are a threat to the AFC. They're a good team. The Ravens are, I think, there's a good chance the Steelers win their division. There's also a good chance the Ravens win the division.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens are really good, too. They showed it today. I mean, they went off today.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they score? What was the final score of that game?
I know they had 35 when I looked.
41-10 against the Broncos.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, when you have Lamar and Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers on your team, you're bound to be a good team. And obviously, Derrick Henry's not the same Derrick Henry he was before,
yeah,
on the Titans, but he's scary, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That one of his touchdown, he absolutely bulldozed the dude today. And I thought Bo Nix for that second quarter, he didn't play terrible, but they didn't do anything that second half. And they scored 10 points in the second quarter, and that's it.
Yep.
Ravens are a good team. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Derrick Henry is just when you think he's done, it seems like he's kind of regressed. I mean, mm-hmm. he just goes out there and proves why he is truly like one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Mm-hmm. I think the problem with Nix is he threw for 233 yards. I mean, threw an interception as well, which isn't a terrible game. He didn't throw for a single touchdown, though. And the other problem, like, I just don't think they have the playmakers on offense. They just don't have them. I think the Broncos aren't there. I mean, I didn't realize that they weren't terrible. Like, they aren't bad. They're not good.
They started creeping up.
Yeah, they just started
picking up wins. And Bo Nix, they were just finding a way to get it done.
Yeah.
Which is very surprising. I mean, but I think Bo Nix and Sean Payton complement each other pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I just think when you look at these quarterbacks that are pretty successful in the NFL, I mean, between Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix in the rookie class, there's a common denominator, and it's they spent a ton of years in college.
Yeah.
And Bo Nix is up there. I think he has made the most college starts by any player ever.
I feel like...
that's targeting.
Yeah. Hopefully Bo Melton is okay. That did not look good. He just got leveled by Brian Branch.
I feel like the Bo Nix will be like one of those quarterbacks who everyone thinks is just awful.
I did.
And well, I'm and like when we go into like, and he won't be on the Broncos in a couple year, and then he'll go to another team and he'll just be good, like really good.
You can see that.
Like, I don't know. I don't. That's just my 3 year in advance prediction.
I think his development is pretty almost done.
Yeah,
I think he's pretty maxed out of what he can be.
I think he's a low ceiling.
Yeah,
at this point.
He's been in college a long time.
But he's, I mean, I didn't realize the Broncos were decent. It's kind of, it's not scaring me for when the Chiefs play him. It's just like threw me off. I'm like,
yeah.
Jets, Texans?
They sure did live up to the Halloween. I mean, that was a very spooky game where it was like, you're saying trick or treat, it was a trick. Because I think both of these teams...
What did Vegas know? Vegas had the Jets favored -2. What did they know? Like, how did they know?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. The Jets are, they're peculiar. I mean, you get Aaron Rodgers, that's, I think, is what, third win in 2 years with them? If you're putting it in terms, obviously it's a little unfair.
That's a crazy way to put it.
Yeah. But I mean, it's to say that that has not been a disaster is an understatement. They are stuck forever with this Aaron Rodgers saga. It'll define them for a long time. I mean, they went out and they made the splash. And it's just been completely a train wreck. And not to be that guy, but as a Packers fan, I saw it coming from him. I saw that coming down the track. The last spending the last couple of years with Aaron Rodgers as a Packers fan, with Jordan Love sitting on the bench, it was an interesting time. Every offseason felt like it was just a train wreck waiting to happen. And, I mean, I still love Aaron Rodgers. I love the quarterback, and I love Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, them trading for Devontae hit me in the feels. It's my childhood right there. But I think both of them are just slightly past their prime.
No, yeah, definitely.
That was, I think that's a pretty good piece to the puzzle, though, to help them figure something out.
Yep. That's the, I think you can make the argument, and this would be a good draft for you guys, or a top five quarterback receiver duos in NFL history. Because
I could see,
or you could just put, even in college, I mean, like Kyler Murray, CD Lamb, it was electric. But
oh, that's crazy.
I mean, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers was, it's historically one of the greatest duos in NFL history. And I think the only way to solve the Jets' problems, the only thing they could do was go out and make Aaron more comfortable. And that's what they did.
The problem is that they've tried, I mean, besides this week, like if you leave this week out of it, they've tried everything and they've failed except for this week. Everything.
It was not pretty.
Fire their coach. Get Devontae Adams. Do all this. Do that.
Doesn't and they Robert still Saul are have losing. A job somewhere else.
He's
now?
He's a consultant with the Packers. Yep. We hired him. Yep. We made this. We made the circle complete. And the time to complete.
It's like the coach hall. The coach hall.
He was his best man in the in his wedding.
What's it?
Complete the time circle.
The Coach Hall Miller.
The Miller.
Because Miller went to Sunrise and Coach Hall went to... Miller wasn't the head coach at the beginning, but then Coach Hall came into Trinity.
Dude, now, what, that the saga of Trinity football is so funny.
No, it's hilarious. I mean, if you go...
Miller?
Before Miller is McDaniel. Who was good.
Like, why did...
Just...
What happened?
I mean, there was some stuff that I think there were some parents that didn't like him, and then
those were our glory days, bro.
I'm not getting into this on
we can talk about this later.
Well, dude, we can just go through the coaches, and then we go to Miller for...
Yep, then Miller for 4 years.
He was there that long?
Yep. Well, three and a half. I think that's my computer.
It certainly is in the Packer game. Tucker Kraft just dropped a first down.
That's definitely my computer. It's like, what happened?
Tucker Kraft, my glorious king. I love Tucker Kraft. Shout out Tucker Kraft, Packers tight end.
Shout out.
It's his birthday today. So, yeah.
Sure, it's Deuce's birthday, or that was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Him and Avery share a birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, should have done just something better on your freaking birthday.
I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to put it out there. They were in Houston. Maybe Avery Johnson got distracted for his birthday.
Maybe.
I mean, some crazy stuff goes on down in Houston. So.
Who was it? Was it? Not Shaq.
Charles Barkley.
Talking about the. Oh, here's some about
women down in San Antonio.
Down in San Antonio.
Oh, I don't know why that reminded me of Houston, but because I was thinking Texas.
Double fist in those churros.
Oh my gosh.
All right, you want to talk about the... Do we want to talk about the Texans or the Chiefs?
We just didn't even finish the coaching saga.
What? Oh, I don't know who's before.
Miller, Redmond.
Oh, okay, so the Miller era, bro, was crazy, bro. They got Redmond, Lesser.
Lewis Redmond.
Lesser was their, like, weights guy or whatever, and he was just, like, he was, like, this, like, I don't know if he was a Navy SEAL. I don't know. He was this, like, crazy, like, military dude or whatever. Polo came, like, in the middle of the freshman year. Like, he showed up, and they're, dude, and then he got fired in the middle of sophomore year because he was... terrible coach.
Dude, I'll go into a little my Polo story.
You have a Polo story?
It's so funny. I was at the Y working out.
I've seen him at the Y before.
And so I'm there, I've got my AirPods in, and I hear music blasting. Like blasting. And I see three dudes walk in, and I mean they're big boys. They walk in, got their speaker, they put it on top of the They put it on top of the chest fly machine right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wearing like a Trinity soccer shirt.
Uh-huh.
And they start just rapping. And then Polo turns around and goes, "Do you know who I am?" And I was like, "Yeah, you the Trinity football coach." And at this time, he'd already lost his job. Like, he goes, "You right."
The Trinity football, you right.
And then he, like, looked at all his buddies and, like, yeah.
I bet his friends didn't even know he was fired at this point. No, I saw him at the Y one time, and I was like, I'm not talking to that dude.
And then dude, Coach Hall?
Coach Eck.
Coleman?
Coach Coleman. Good addition this year.
What is he, Coach?
D-line.
Just D-line?
Yeah. He's not the problem. He's not the problem with the D-line.
I'm a little scared next year.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad I'm not here next year.
I just pray that we get some protection for Zach so he doesn't turn into Tua, bro.
Dude, that Cheney... That had to have been the best D-line we played all year.
D-line? Yeah, you guys played well.
And we played well against them, but it was... It's dude, Cheney. That left side, like the O-line did at least. The left side, until we moved Charlie, when we flipped Charlie and Landon, I think it fixed some of our problems. But I think, dude, I'm not kidding, Zach had to have had a concussion for the whole second quarter.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Yeah, probably. I saw him today.
Did you?
Yeah.
JoJo was reading him the plays the whole second quarter off the play card.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And like Charlie like said something to me and I was like, I didn't even realize. I thought he just got in his own head or whatever. But then like I saw him like throw that ball away and just like, it was a smart play, like him throwing the ball away, but like the way he did it, it just looked so off to me. I was like, I see it.
And then he like you see like he was on point, maybe just like maybe 1 yard overthrowing his guys, like barely, but like he was there most of the time.
Yeah.
And then it just started underthrowing everything. And I was like, something's up. And I know we thought it was like a sternum. Like we thought it was like.
He went to the
classic,
ER.
Classic Madden injury for a concussion, Bruce Sternum. If you know Madden, they cannot put concussions in the game because of the NFLPA. So anytime your player in Madden gets a concussion, it's called a Bruce Sternum. That's why it's such a common Madden injury.
What?
I just had to drop that lore out there.
Yeah, like, that was not good.
No, yeah.
But I enjoyed the game. I was there.
Yeah.
It was a sad way to go, but
yeah,
we played.
I mean,
well.
I knew I just really wanted to freaking play collegiate. I hate collegiate so much. With a burning passion.
Collegiate smoked them, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. In the regular season.
Andale will win the state championship.
Yeah. There's not a team better than them this year.
I mean, the level of difference is crazy.
The
so.
Problem is like, if you're a team and can, like, if collegiate could have, like, collegiate isn't the best throwing team this year that they usually are,
mm-hmm.
like, they still can throw the ball. But if they could have thrown the ball better on collegiate, they would have won that game. Like, they can beat collegiate if they can throw better, or they can beat Ando if they throw better. I think Ando could lose it this year, but I doubt it. Honestly.
Yeah. All right, we're going to...
What?
Chiefs and Monday night preview.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about the game. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. It's going to be a little drizzly.
Go have some fun.
D-Hop's going to... What?
Say go have some fun.
Yeah, planning on it. My pastor's going up with us. So I think it's going to be a fun game. I think D-Hop's going to probably... play really good. Sadly, Juju's out again this week.
I forgot they traded for D-Hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did too, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Feels good. Colin Cowherd said Deontay Johnson's better than D-Hop, and at first I was like, no, he's not. And then I looked at the stats, and I was like, yeah, he is. But I think that by the end of the season...
Well, I think it's a little unfair because D-Hop was playing with Will Levis.
Yes. But
Mayo man.
But Deontay Johnson
was Will
playing
Levis
with,
is so
with,
bad.
For the Panthers.
Yeah, but he also had the red rifle, Andy Dalton, so.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah. I think D-Hop on the Chiefs, though, is a better D-Hop. Like, it's like you look at Kareem Hunt and Juju, both played pretty well in these coming back to the Chiefs.
This is breaking news.
What?
I have gotten accepted to be a volunteer at the 153rd British Open.
Oh, no way.
Dude.
Congrats.
You going to go there?
Dude, I want to.
When is it?
I'm reading it.
You applied before you got selected? Before you knew what date it was?
Yeah.
Are Godwin and Evans still out?
Godwin's done for like almost the year.
Really?
Yeah. I was watching that game against, what was it, the Ravens?
Did you see what happened to Chris Olave today?
That's his fifth concussion since 2020.
That one was bad too. That had to have been.
Ball. Did you see? Okay, this is an unrelated side note, but Michael Thomas, he was going crazy on Twitter today.
Really?
Yeah. He was absolutely crashing out on Derek Carr. It was insane. I mean, he's got some type of rare form of CTE. Because he's like, it was bad. He was like calling out Derek Carr really bad.
Tua, the only Tua I know is.
So, yeah, shout out Michael Thomas, I guess.
Tua got more CTE than me.
So if you like CTE, like it either makes you like really kind and like warm and fuzzy, like Gronk.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I could see that.
Or it like you just turn into like bipolar.
Antonio Brown. Yes.
I love Antonio
Brown. Le'Veon Bell. He's up to some crazy stuff. Le'Veon Bell. I can't get into it here.
The clips of Antonio Brown golfing is just some of the funniest things with his like mohawk.
Yeah. He was in a home run derby with Eric Sin.
Oh my gosh.
And Jose Canseco, a former MLB player who got popped for roids.
Speaking of baseball, Dodgers.
Yeah.
Won the World Series.
Ben, you got an opinion on that?
I wanted the Yankees to win.
Oh, no. Dodgers are way better. I love Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman, I love him. The Yankees, hate him. There's not a single player on the Yankees I root for other than Anthony Rizzo.
I just don't like have an opinion in either team. There's like...
Yeah.
I just don't
like Ohtani.
Why? I could see that.
Dude, he was betting, bro.
He was
in the hole.
Ipe was the fall guy.
He was in the hole to the mafia, bro.
Yeah.
Probably.
100%.
Dude, he has the money. Why does he need to bet, though? Like, realistically. Because
it's free money.
Because he's addicted. That's what it is. He's addicted. He's a sports betting degenerate.
That's Eli Mayer.
Yeah. I just kind of really wanted the Royals to beat the Yankees. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's why I don't like the Yankees, because they beat the Royals.
Yeah. So I'm fine that the Dodgers won, but I also just don't care.
Once
the Royals were out, like, I just don't watch baseball enough. Like, once the Royals were out, I just, like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. I'm pretty into baseball, but I think once the NLCS set in, and it was Guardians, Yankees versus... Mets, Dodgers, I didn't care. I didn't watch a single game. I watched the World Series, but I didn't watch NLCS or ALCS.
Well,
I'm trying to find like a closing question we can just like
throw out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw something out.
Like a top five, bro.
Okay.
We could go college basketball.
Oh yeah,
That's starting up tomorrow.
Yep.
Yep. That exhibition doesn't go on our record, I assume.
No, it does not.
That's what I thought.
Top five Kansas State basketball players of all time.
Oh,
I don't know enough.
He doesn't know enough basketball. But yeah, we played for his state on Wednesday.
What was the score?
Yeah, it was a solid game.
It's just getting guys reps.
I think they won by 14.
15, yeah.
So 14, 15.
No, K-State did.
We lost to Fort Hayes 2 years ago, three years ago.
Well, last year, the Weber era.
Yeah. Mm. Chris Weber.
Bruce Weber.
We're
going to have to get Nate Aubrey on here for some talk about some K-State basketball.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, he wouldn't be really talking about any players other than, like, David Gasson, because this is a very new roster.
Yeah, but... Just I mean, like the just coaches, talk about it in general.
That would be, I would 100% listen to that.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Aubrey's a great guy.
Good cat.
Met
him at the football game.
Did you?
Yeah.
I just want our basketball team to be good. I just want them to be better than the...
Starting five. Let's try to think about it.
Okay. Colton. Jesse.
Kyler. I think Kyler. Jesse.
Kyler won't be back. To start the season.
Okay, so start, like, at the start.
No.
For sure, Colton.
Colton.
Jesse. Eklund,
Jesse.
Gary.
Gary. I think Gary, you gotta not get so many dang fouls.
Dude, those are crap calls, bro.
But he almost fouls out every game. He averages, like, 3.5 fouls a game.
I think Colton, Jesse, Gary.
Sandro,
Gary.
Who else? Who else is playing?
Zach playing?
If Zach plays.
Zach's not going to play.
That's what I heard. I don't think
he's not playing. Trust me. I've heard him talk about him in basketball. He hates basketball. He was talking about it the other day.
I could go into that, but... some eighth grade basketball trauma.
Bro dropped 50.
56 really? Points.
In a third place game.
I was on the court for pretty much the entire thing. And I was watching the game. But I was all right. I was all right.
On the court.
Because I set the Holy Cross school record for most threes in a single game.
Really? How many?
Six.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't hit. My career high was seven or eight.
Seven or eight what?
Points.
Oh, points.
Mr. Kelly subbed me off because I silenced the crowd.
To the opposing team's crowd.
Eighth grade basketball, bro. It does it to you.
Yeah.
Hey, claimed fame. We beat Sunrise in seventh grade.
Yeah, but it wasn't their...
Bro, what are you talking about?
It wasn't the Grady Dick team.
It wasn't
the... Yeah.
Hey, only reason I was on because Jace Adler got subbed off. He fouled out. That's the only reason I was in the game.
All right. We good?
Yeah. It was a good pod. Thank you for hopping pod. On.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anytime.
All right.
All right. See ya. Thank you.